Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Dew, and today's date is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013, and here's a look at some of our top stories.
Tonight, Ron Paul blasts the internet sales tax, and Dung Beetle knew that Tamerlan Tsarnaev went to Russia. Why didn't the FBI? And finally, with Boston under martial law, Americans cheer for their enslavement. USA! USA! All this and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
One of the biggest and most unreported stories of this Boston bombing scare is not the fact that they knew who these guys were, the FBI, that they knew they were traveling out of the country under assumed aliases, that they had been tracking them, that they had interviewed them, that there were drills going on. And we have eyewitnesses saying that. No. What is the biggest story? The biggest story is that our streets, the streets in Boston, were locked down. It was put under martial law. And it was done like that on purpose to get people conditioned to where anytime there's a crisis, we will send cops in and we will send people in to kick people out of their homes at gunpoint and they'll go through their belongings without due process, violating the Fourth Amendment. Here's the article. Shocking footage. Americans ordered out of homes at gunpoint by SWAT teams. This is from Steve Watson, April 22nd. And it is an amazing collection of pictures, that being one of them right there, where you have a guy coming out of a tank turret pointing a gun at somebody inside of a window. Shocking footage has emerged from Friday's lockdown in Boston, where federal police and National Guard troops and SWAT teams enforced door-to-door searches of everyone's home within 20 blocks as an entire city was placed under the orders to stay off the street. Here's a note from Alex Jones. Even though we've seen countless instances of lone gunmen on the streets, we've never seen an entire city locked down as we witnessed last week in Boston and its suburbs. This is the definition of martial law, is when due process is suspended and Americans are under military rule. And there's some video right there of them banging on people's doors, treating everyone as a criminal, and kicking people out at gunpoint, telling them to get their hands up. Get your hands up, boy. You see that? Get your hands up, slave. That's what they're telling these people. And it's over and over again. And they broadcast these images to the people over and over again so they get conditioned. So they think that anytime something happens like this, we should have cops streaming everywhere, bugging their eyes out at people, yelling at people, pointing guns at them. That's supposed to be the new America. When we know for a fact that these guys were, if nothing else, agent provocateurs, financed via the CIA through sleeper cells. This thing stinks to high heaven, these two brothers, supposedly these horrible, horrible terrorists. And there's some of the photos right there. But there is one photo that we didn't put in this article, and it's one that went around on Facebook. It's one of the less publicized impressions from yesterday's standoff. A family with young children in Watertown was out of milk during the lockdown. And there he is. There's the guy bringing him milk. Because the state is the one who gives you milk. They provide you milk. It's not the fact that they were locked out from going outside. They were locked in their homes. It's not the fact that they couldn't leave if they tried to go outside for a cigarette or to bring their kids out to play on a playground. It has nothing to do with that. No, the state is going to bring you your milk because we're here to help. That's what it's all about. It's all about that impression going over and over and over again. Moving on to more, we had the naked man controversy, and that was footage of a guy who was being arrested who looks an awful lot like Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the older brother. We had the aunt on, we interviewed her, she said she's 100% positive it's him. Well, Business Insider is reporting now, police say the naked man arrested in Boston was not Tamerlan Tsarnaev. On Thursday night, while police were hunting in Watertown, Massachusetts, for bombing suspects Tamerlan and Jakar Tsarnaev, at one point they arrested a naked man who looks a lot like Tamerlan. Police say the naked man is not Tamerlan, despite various conspiracy theories going around the internet. According to official account, Tamerlan died after a shootout with the cops, riddled with bullets and shrapnel, before being run over by his brother who was fleeing the scene in an SUV. Well, there's also people who've called into talk shows and said, hey, they saw Tamerlan being pulled out of the car, FBI showed up, took a photograph of the guy, walked away, and that, you know, he was never run over by a car and he was alive when they last saw him. But, you know, who are you going to believe? You going to believe the government? Or are you going to believe eyewitnesses? Are you going to believe the dung beetle? Here's Janet Napolitano out of Yahoo News. Napolitano, DHS knew of Boston bomber Russia trip. And this was the Russia trip that was first reported on by Mail Online, how the Russians actually asked us to investigate this guy. Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano said Tuesday her agency knew of the alleged Boston bomber's trip to Russia last year, even though his name was misspelled on a travel document. A key lawmaker said that the misspelling had caused the FBI to miss the trip. They told me they had no knowledge of him leaving or coming back, so I would like to talk with you more about this case. And that's Lindsey Graham, who's talking to Napolitano. She said the system pinged when he was leaving the United States, but by the time he returned, all investigations have been closed. Zarnaev was investigated by the FBI at Russia's request, and his name was included in a federal government travel screening database after that, law enforcement officials told the Associated Press. One official told the AP that by the time of the flight, Zarnaev would have faced no additional scrutiny because the FBI by that time had found no information connecting him to terrorism, even though he was traveling under an assumed name, which no one can do unless you're inside the government as a spy. So what does all this say? Well, you can trust Napolitano and you can trust the FBI when they said don't look at any other photographs of anybody else with backpacks. Trust us, it was the guy with the gray backpack, even though the picture we showed you was a black backpack. And we have an explanation for that, too. You know, backpacks inside are black. They're not gray on the outside and inside. They're just gray in this particular instance. Or maybe he had it inside a black backpack that he pulled out, except he wasn't seen running from the scene with his gray backpack. So who knows? Who can you believe? Well, you certainly can't trust the government because they've been caught over and over again lying and lying. This is just another case where now Napolitano knew of his Russian trip because she wanted to act like, oh, I'm in charge. I got everything down. Yet, how can we act like you didn't know who these guys were when the FBI were putting pictures up of them? And then the FBI called them, yet the FBI wanted everybody to think that they had no idea and they needed the public's help to out these guys. Yeah. And with more on the secret naked man and all other weirdness that is associated with the Boston bombing marathon, we go to this report from Leanne McAdoo.
Hi, I'm Leanne McAdoo here with an InfoWars news bulletin. Now, we've been working really hard to try and keep track of all of the inconsistencies with the official story behind the Boston Marathon bombing, and there are so many of them that I'm going to just try to focus on five here today, and then you can go to InfoWars.com and check out some additional articles that will detail all of the inconsistencies even further. The media announced that the suspects were in custody at the Boston courthouse. The courthouse is suddenly evacuated due to a bomb threat, and the new official word is there are no suspects in custody. FBI releases footage of the suspects without ever showing them actually setting down the backpack. In fact, even Governor Deval Patrick had not seen the video. Although he described the footage showing the suspect placing the bomb near the second blast site as chilling, he then mentioned that he hadn't actually seen the footage himself, but was relayed the info by the FBI. So you're the governor of Massachusetts overseeing this manhunt, and you yourself haven't even seen the footage? The boy's father says that if the FBI kills his second son, then he will know it was a setup. Hours later, the boy is captured alive, but is conveniently unable to speak. The reports say that he suffered from a self-inflicted gunshot wound through the mouth that exited his neck. How does the person who's just shot himself in the mouth climb out and over a boat, surrendering himself to authorities? As Alex Jones reported, the Saudi national suspect named first as a person of interest was almost immediately cleared of suspicion after both John Kerry and Obama met with Saudi Foreign Minister Saad just after the Boston Marathon bombing. We were then told Abdul Rahman Ali Al-Arbi is being deported for reasons of national security. The Blaze released more information showing that the FBI was deporting him under Section 212(3B) and that he was linked somehow to the Boston bombings, but after the president's meeting with the foreign minister, the file was changed. We now know the Al-Arbi clan has major ties to Al-Qaeda, and although the 20-year-old was already on a terrorist watch list, he was still given a student visa. This is all strangely similar to the flights by the bin Laden family, who are also Saudi nationals, right after 9/11. Why did the FBI ask for the public's help in finding these guys? It's already widely reported that the FBI had been alerted to Tamerlan Tsarnaev at least as early as 2011. Homeland Security said they reviewed the man's associations with suspected extremists, his travel and education history, and concluded that there wasn't incriminating information to prove he had extremist leanings. Is this just another case of the FBI allowing a terror attack to take place in order to take advantage of a crisis? Now, we would just like to say thank you to everyone who's been sharing your information, sending it to tips@infowars.com. All of your information has actually helped to keep us on top of all of the breaking news. So thank you and keep sending the information. I'm Leanne McAdoo, and this has been an InfoWars News Bulletin.
And we knew this was going to happen. Alex predicted this. And we had John McAfee on the show back in January who was talking about Rice and attacks. But he didn't say it was going to be crazy Democratic operatives who would be accused of doing it. He saw it as being suspects coming from the Middle East via South America. With no Rice and found a suspect's home, DeFish pushes for his release. And a search of Curtis. This is Kevin Curtis, Paul Kevin Curtis. They searched his home and car and didn't turn up any ricin ingredients or device used to make the poison or even a search of ricin on his computer. The defense is now arguing that the government can't continue to hold Curtis without bail since there's no physical evidence. He's the perfect scapegoat, the perfect patsy, and it's really sad. At first, everybody's like, you know, he is kind of crazy. Maybe he did do it. So they were kind of convicting him earlier, and that was Christy McCoy, his defense lawyer. She went on to say, quote, McCoy questioned why Curtis would be so careful then to sign letters using the phrase that's plastered all over his Facebook page and online writings. Well, the lawyer suggested that someone could be framing him, and that's very possible. Alex has also said that there's probably going to be more arrests in this Ricin case before they actually, well, they'll arrest more people that end up not being it, and then the case will slowly be dropped. And we just learned, this is from the AP, this is an NPR article, charges against Mississippi man in Ricin case have been dropped, and that was updated at about 6:02. The United States has dropped the charges against a Mississippi man they accused of sending Ricin-laced letters to President Obama and two other public servants. Oh, they got it right. According to a court order obtained by the AP. But this is kind of the same pattern we saw with the anthrax case where the president and his staff happened to be taking Cipro a month before the anthrax attacks happened. So they were in no danger. And then we had all these letters. But then we saw that the anthrax that was used in these attacks got traced back to a Maryland lab. In fact, it was traced back to Fort Detrick, I believe. Scroll down a little bit more. Keep going, guys. It's got the name of it right there. Oh, yeah, they fingered Bruce Islands. Yeah, the government's biodefense lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland. And they fingered this guy, Bruce Ivins, as the culprit, and then he killed himself. So now we never know who was after the anthrax attacks. And that's what you'll see in this case, too.
Sorry, check this out. You're going to want to see that.
All right, do you guys have this already out there?
Yeah, we've already got it queued up.
All right, yeah, pull this up. Out of Salon.com, Tamerlan Tsarnaev was an Alex Jones fan. There it is. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was influenced by conspiracy theories, including Alex Jones' website InfoWars, which has been pushing the narrative that the Tsarnaev brothers were patsies set up by the government cabal to take the fall for the bombing. Tamerlan took an interest in InfoWars, according to Elmezra Kazugov, the ex-husband of Tamerlan's sister. Oh, so they got people to come out and say, now it's Alex Jones' fault that the bombings happened. Yeah. But hey, who do we need to trust? We need to trust Dung Beetle. She knows what's going on. She was tracking the guy in Russia, but they had no reason to detain him at any time. And in fact, remember that security footage that the FBI showed us? These are the guys. Remember the guy who's sitting over there watching them as they walk by, and then he sticks a little earpiece in his ear, kind of nonchalantly? Yeah. Oh, no, they weren't watching those guys at all. Don't pay any attention to the Fed. Behind, in the doorway. The Fed in the doorway has nothing to do with this. Don't look at him. In fact, we're going to blur him out when we go up close to him. All right, a couple more stories. Tax-free internet shopping jeopardized by bill. You're going to love the name of this act. It is called the, Ron Paul has it in his article, the Marketplace Fairness Act. The bill would empower states to require online retailers to collect state and local sales tax for purchases made over the internet. The sales tax would then be sent to the states where the shopper lives. Under current law, states can only require to collect sales tax if the store has a physical presence in that state. As a result, many online sales are essentially tax-free, giving internet retailers a big advantage over brick-and-mortar stores. Opponents say it would impose complicated regulations on retailers and doesn't have enough protections for small businesses. Businesses making less than $1 million a year would be exempt. And despite what opponents say, proponents of this bill are saying this is not a new tax. This is what the states need. In fact, Amazon.com has long supported a simplified approach that would even-handedly applied and applicable to all but the smallest volume sellers, Paul Meisner, Amazon's vice president, said. Yeah, Amazon and Walmart are both for this because they know it'll push out that competition. But this is the old taxation without representation. You're going to be collecting sales tax for 49 other states. If your business is in Texas, you got to look at all the other states and have special bins and special envelopes of money that go out to different states. And then they have to create agencies who are going to collect this money. It's going to be a big mess, and they're just going to keep wanting more and more and more. Ron Paul came out on this, too. This is actually back in April 1st. He blasted the online sales tax scheme. Ron Paul didn't seek re-election last year. Serves as chairman for Campaign for Liberty. Explained last week that the Marketplace Fairness Act, which he calls the Internet Tax Mandate, is another example of big business working in government to get special interests. He writes, the Internet Tax Mandate also violates the original purpose of the Commerce Clause, which was to guarantee free trade among the states. Instead, the bill would allow states to levy taxes on goods crossing into their state, which is not what the Founding Fathers intended. Why should California be able to force a business in Texas to collect and pay California sales tax? Exactly right. But anytime, and they've been looking at this ever since the Internet was founded, and now that the online sales are so high, what was it like? I mean, it's an astronomical figure. It was like $216 billion was spent online last year. And, you know, they want their share of that. They want their share of that pie. And they don't want smaller businesses who are able to first use the Internet to their advantage to broaden their market reach. Well, now they want to put them under the thumb screws and drive them out of business. And now we go to our final story of the night. Of course, it's America. We're number one. And fear, stress, anger, divorce, obesity, antidepressants, etc. It's from Michael Schneider of Economic Collapse. America, number one in fear, stress, anger, divorce, obesity, and antidepressants, etc. The United States is a deeply unhappy place. We're a nation that is absolutely consumed by fear, stress, anger, and depression. It isn't just our economy that is falling apart. The very fabric of our society is starting to come apart at the seams, and it is because what is happening to us on the inside. The facts and statistics that I'm going to share with you in this article are quite startling. They are clear evidence that America is a nation that is in an advanced state of decline. We are overwhelmed by fear, stress, anxiety, and much of the time, the ways that we choose to deal with those emotions lead to some sort of self-destructive behaviors. Americans have experienced a standard of living far beyond the wildest dreams of most societies throughout human history, and yet we're absolutely miserable people. Why is this? Why is America number one in so many negative categories? We are constantly looking for ways to escape the pain of our lives. Why are our families falling apart? There is a vast material wealth all around us. So why can't we be happy? And this is a very long article. It's very well sourced and researched. And he goes into some of the reasons why we are. And if we could just cue the chant that anytime we need some encouragement from the people. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about what we're number one in. Oh, yeah. Suicide has now surpassed car accidents as the number one cause of injury death. Yeah. Ooh, more U.S. soldiers killed themselves than were killed in combat last year. Yeah. Americans will be spending more than $280 billion on prescription drugs in 2013. Nearly one out of every four women in the United States is taking antidepressants. The percentage of women taking antidepressants in the U.S. is higher than any other country in the world. In 2010, the average teen in the U.S. was taking 1.2 central nervous system drugs to treat ADHD and depression. But wait, there's more. Children in the United States are three times more likely to be prescribed antidepressants than they are in Europe. One-third of the nation's employees suffer chronic debilitating stress, and more than half of all millennials have experienced a level of stress that keeps them awake at night. Oh, man, it keeps going. Tens of millions of Americans use drug and alcohol to numb the pain they are experiencing. There are about 28 million Americans with a drinking problem and 22 million Americans using illegal drugs. It's almost 50 million Americans. Wait, that is 50 million Americans. My God. More people have been diagnosed with mental disorders in America than anywhere else on earth. And of course, of all the industrialized nations, America is the most obese. Mexico is number two. In 1962, only 13% of all Americans were obese. Today is approximately 36% of all Americans. And it goes on and on and on. We also have the highest divorce rate. We produce more pornography. Hey, we probably cut more babies' heads off that are aborted than any other country in the world. We probably shove more babies in toilets than any other country in the industrialized world. We probably have more drone strikes that kill innocent people across the world than any other country in the world. We're number one. Don't you forget it. This is Rob Dew with the InfoWars Nightly News. I'll be back after this short break with David Knight. We're going to go over Operation Paul Revere. But let's hear it one more time. Yeah, USA. USA. It's InfoWars Nightly News. It's the sound of freedom. We love our servitude. Can't you love it too?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources. With over 30 years of experience in the precious metals business, I can tell you without a doubt, we are facing the most dangerous and volatile times, not just in the United States, but worldwide. Peace of mind is gold and silver. Now is the time to invest in gold. When it comes to bullion coins, our prices are competitive and the closest to melt. If it's numismatics you're looking for, we have some of the best deals out there. Visit MidasResources.com today or go to Infowars.com and click on the link to see our daily specials. Here's an example of one of our long-term specials we've been offering for more than a year. Two silver dollars from the turn of the last century, plus two powerful films, The Obama Deception and The American Dream. We also add in the book Dishonest Money, all for $72 and free shipping. The most trusted name in precious metals is Midas Resources. Call 1-800-686-2237 or go to InfoWars.com. I'm Ted Anderson with Midas Resources.
We are now only entering the edge of a global financial superstorm, the likes of which the planet has never seen. Here in the United States, the private Federal Reserve is giving more than $85 billion of taxpayer money a month to themselves and other offshore foreign banks. And the worst part is, we have to pay the bank's interest on the money we give them. There is now a race between the global central bank mafia cartels to see who can devalue their country's currencies the fastest. We are already seeing big increases in inflation at the grocery store and the gas line. This will eventually lead to hyperinflation. More than a dozen top globalists like George Soros have been buying record amounts of gold while at the same time bad-mouthing it to the public. Don't just listen to what they say. Watch what they do. For more than 6,000 years of recorded human history, gold has been the ultimate hedge against uncertain times and inflation. Before investing in metals, it is important to do your own research and find a reputable company. Midas Resources has the highest Better Business Bureau rating of an A+. Unfortunately, very few precious metal companies can boast that. Midas Resources has assembled one of the most educated, researched, and professional teams of brokers in the industry. The evidence is overwhelming. In uncertain times, gold and silver is safe harbor. Now is the time to invest in gold. Call 800-686-2237 and Midas Resources will mail you 10 reasons to own gold absolutely free. No shipping. It's absolutely free. And finally, Ted Anderson wants to challenge you to find any deal that comes close to his two silver dollars at cost with free shipping, with two free films and a book for $72. That's more than $160 value for $72 shipping included. Click the link at InfoWars.com to go to the MidasResources.com specials page. Brought to you by MidasResources.com and Ted Anderson, the trusted name in precious metals.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Rob Due, and this is the interview portion. And we haven't done an update in a week now because of the events in Boston and all the other events that the Boston event is being used to smokescreen. So we wanted to get it done today. This is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. I'm sitting here next to David Knight, who is the kind of nexus point for all the entrants coming in for Operation Paul Revere, our new film contest, which has over $100,000 worth of prizes. So with that, David, how are you doing today?
Doing good. And like you said, because there's so much breaking news and we haven't been able to get back to everybody as quickly as we had at the beginning of the contest. So I just want to remind people, because they're starting to get close on time, that key things for you are to send us two links. You've got to send it to YouTube and one other online video site. Make sure you name your give your video the right name, which is to append the contest information after it, you know, Operation Paul Revere type of thing. You'll see that in the FAQ and the instructions. And, of course, it's at Infowars.com/contest. And the third thing is, do not send us physical entries. Don't mail us a DVD. We cannot upload your videos. We don't know if you've got the copyright to it. We want you to do that. We don't have the time to do that. We're having difficulty just responding to all the people that are coming in and covering the news and that sort of thing. So do not send us a physical copy. Upload it yourself. And you know who you are. If you send us something, go ahead and upload that to the internet for us.
And if you think Dave's been lazy by not getting these out, he's been doing, last week you did probably 15 to 20 hours of on-television appearances, which doesn't just, you don't just appear in front of television. You got to get prepped.
Right.
You got to find the stories.
Right.
You got to analyze stuff.
And we're all digging to try to find out what's going on with this bombing, because, you know, it stinks to the high heavens, but, you know, we're trying to put together the pieces so people can get a perspective on it. You know?
Right, right. So, but you are, you're back on track now. People have 7 days to get their entry in in the two locations, and then we're going to spend 2 months to go over them. We're going to play more of these, we're going to talk more about them, and just, you know, give people more exposure for their films, because we're looking at some good stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. We will be playing these on the Nightly News, and we'll be putting them on the website, so they'll be getting exposure and a lot more of them. What we're doing right now is we're just showing some examples to show some of the variety that we've gotten, and just kind of comment on what we see that we liked or things that could have been improved about some of these videos. So that's why we're picking some of these up. It's not to say that these are finalists in any way, shape, or form. It's just that there's some interesting things about them that we thought you might like to see.
There you go. And let's get to the first one. This is Reignite the Republic from Billy Winter, and this is sort of a soft ballad type thing. We've been going through a lot of stressful stuff, so
that's
you want to start it off with something nice and chill. I haven't seen this yet, so I'm anxious to look at it.
Yeah, we've done rock and rap video. This is a little bit different style of music, and it's kind of a quiet mood, but there's still resolve and resistance that's in it, so let's take a look at that.
All right, here we go.
So we included that. Although we said no slideshows,
That was a good song, though.
Yeah, it was a nice song. I believe it's original. Of course, that's something we would have to vet. And again, that's not to say that we vetted these to make sure that it's original content, that there's no copyright issues. We haven't vetted it to see that it's something that's done recently either. That's something that would have to be done if somebody's a finalist. But again, these are all things that we just wanted to show, you know, the audience, and we thought they might enjoy.
Yeah, I thought it was a great song.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. The next one we have, Chuck slams Feinstein, and you wrote on there, clever editing. So you obviously, and this is from Jeffrey Angle.
Yeah, this picks up the pace a bit. So let's take a look at that.
All right, here we go.
All I know is that first, you've got to get back.
Get your sticky paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. And Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will come once again. If you brought a tank or a firearms, we will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Then we're going to need a bigger boat.
Whose side are you on, sir?
Our side, sir.
Would you like your country?
Yes, sir.
And I will get it with the program. Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Does anybody in this country ever remember what this nation was based upon? Or have an inkling of what the founding fathers preached about not getting involved in foreign entanglements?
Well, that's a very abbreviated clip. It goes into, because we're trying to get a couple of extra ones on here that we'd normally cover, so we have shorter clips, but it goes into the government interrupting transmission after that. But you got to love anything where they've got Planet of the Apes character morphing into Feinstein. And
yeah, I thought that
Godzilla
was a little disrespectful to Zira from Planet of the Apes to morph her into Feinstein.
Right.
But, you know, hey, good job, Jeffrey. That definitely has some talented editing skills there. So now we're going to move on to Hollywood Hypocrisy, beautifully illustrated, One Truth for Life. This is done by Brian Young, who has put this in. And you said he's got several entries in, aren't
he? Yeah, he's done quite a few. His style is basically to do short pieces on a single issue.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than just talk and do a stand-up, what he does is he mixes in some pretty clever shots and editing to move the story along. And you'll see that in this clip.
And sometimes that's more powerful than doing an hour-and-a-half documentary, because
that
takes a lot of time commitment in this day and age. An hour-and-a-half is a lot. So
that's right.
Putting out five-minute, you know, giblets, as we call them, giblets of truth that people can then throw around, and, you know, little info bombs. We
absolutely
need those as well as the big ones. So let's go to that now. This is from Brian Young.
Shortly after the well-publicized Sandy Hook tragedy, a group called Mayors Against Illegal Guns used this website called Demand a Plan to End Gun Violence to promote their anti-gun propaganda video featuring some of Hollywood's most famous celebrities. You've no doubt heard the cliche, actions speak louder than words. And that's not just a cliche, that's reality. Here, let me illustrate. We're going to take the box that you see me in, we're going to shrink it down, make it smaller, and drop it into the lower left side of your screen. Now, let's fire up the big screen. Now, you probably can't hear much of what I'm saying right now, because the action on the big screen are louder and more visually appealing than anything that I could possibly be saying in this small screen. Freeze! The fact that you couldn't hear me very well while the big screen and all the action was going on back there makes perfect sense, because actions have always been louder than words. So this is an appropriate audio-visual illustration for the recent push to ban guns from none other than Hollywood's finest and most influential hypocrites. Remember, hypocrite can be simply defined as an actor, someone who pretends to be someone he's not, and someone who claims to have certain virtues or other characteristics that he doesn't actually possess. Surely at this stage of your life, you've learned that there's two people in this life that you just cannot trust. That's actors and politicians. They're both professional hypocrites, mere actors on a stage. Now keep that in mind, because Hollywood's hypocrites are commanding you to
demand a plan right now.
Right now.
From Washington's liars. Throughout this video,
Wow, and if I can quote Rush, all the world's indeed a stage, and we are merely players, who was quoting Shakespeare. So that's pretty much, he sums it up. He did a great job illustrating that fact.
He does a lot of work. His YouTube handle is One Truth for Life, and he does very original things like that. And they're very different from each other, too. His videos are very different. So he does nice work.
Yeah.
It's Brian Young.
I love the hypocrite stuff. When Jim Carrey did his hee-haw, impersonation of Charlton Heston, somebody came back and then did a great video of Jim Carrey, you know, one part where he was talking out of his butt, but the rest using guns in his films, you know, and then he's going out there saying, well, we can't use guns now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I've just been out there putting out my $20 billion blockbuster pictures using guns, you know.
But I liked what he did in terms of, you know, it caught your attention. He starts out on the iPhone, then he moves into their website, then moves down the corner, and beautifully illustrated how the actions speak louder than words and how hypocrites are actors and politicians, you know.
Yeah, in fact, they had an actor and politician in that movie. That was Arnold, blowing away everybody, even though you really didn't get to see too much of him in that spot. All right, so good job, Brian Young. We're moving on now to blues rock. This is from Bankster Gangsters. And Edward Locklear is the, I guess, producer of this. And we got about a minute clip.
Again, not a lot of visuals. Just put this in because it's a different style of music. So here we are with a blues rock song. Here,
all right. Check
What's
that
up, everybody? This is Edward Locklear. Infowars.com. Operation Paul Revere. I'll be doing a little number called Bankster Gangster. I hope y'all enjoy.
Very practical way of putting up the Infowars.com logo.
Catch that.
Putting up the bumper sticker. It was very good. Good song, too.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to kick into a band later. They would suddenly appear behind him and be jamming out.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a solo effort.
Yeah, well, and you know
I liked it.
One guy and a camera and a guitar.
That's right.
You know, and a message. That's, that sometimes simplicity is what is going to sell.
That's right.
You know,
and
your product.
Different styles for different people. You know, different music styles. It's going to catch somebody that another style wouldn't.
Exactly. Now, this next piece, this has got a lot of production value in it. This is called George Washington's Revenge, and this is from Off the Hook Television. I guess they're, sounds like they have their own little group going on and decided to jump into this contest.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's what we need. More collaborative groups coming together, putting out good content. So let's check this one out. This is George Washington's Revenge.
There's a problem, Mr. President.
What is it, Paul? More redcoats?
No, sir. It's tyranny.
My good sir, where there is government, there is tyranny.
Mr. President, it's much worse than that. And let's say, distant.
Leave us.
Yes, Mr. President.
Here you are, sir.
You to go into the future and bring those two horses' asses to me.
But, sir, bringing someone back from the future can be...
I understand, old friend, but I don't bend to the will of tyrants. Bring them here, and I will return in the evening.
Well, I'm curious. Did he time travel?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got a time travel.
How do you do that? Would he use a horse?
I don't know.
All right. Yeah. You'll have to go watch that. And we put the titles underneath there under all the videos, and we're going to have the links when we put this video up. We'll have the links so people can go check out the entire videos. We're just showing you segments of it.
Yeah. So, but good production values in it.
Yeah.
It's a funny punchline right there.
High quality costumes. Oh, yeah. We cut out for the punchline, which I saw what it was earlier. So. All right, our final one, Stand or Fall. This is from Christopher Ilardo, and this was shot on 16mm film.
Yeah.
And you write your comments here, professional, original footage, great writing, editing, and imagery.
Yeah, he has a great sense of storytelling, I think, in it. And you'll see that when we watch it.
All right, here we go.
Recent studies have shown that dogs can detect cancer in a human being. And loyal patriots of every walk of life can sense that there's something wrong within the body politic of the United States. Something is definitely, terribly, terribly wrong. Our children run and play as they always have. We continue to care for our families and loved ones. And we work diligently to pursue our dreams and goals under the freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution of our nation. But underneath this pattern of normalcy, beneath the veneer of our daily activities, those who are awake to our government's crimes against citizens at home and abroad can see America is on a collision course with disaster. Our private phone calls and emails was only the beginning. Now, their goal is to completely disarm us, both physically and mentally. Either by means of direct force, denying us our Second Amendment right to gun ownership, or through slow, debilitating poisons of their treacherous vaccine programs. There is a creeping authoritarianism taking hold of our nation. The very kind the patriotic fathers of America fought so hard to liberate us from.
That was a great piece of imagery there.
Yeah, yeah. And it's that sort of thing, you know, when you act out something, you get a visceral picture, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, you're going to remember that cop walking in slow motion and putting a gun to his head, then taking out a hypodermic needle and sticking that in. I mean, that gets the point across about the Second Amendment, about vaccines. That really sticks.
Well, and people probably think it's crazy. Cops aren't just going to walk into your home. Well, we just saw it in Boston. Mm-hmm. Where they were pointing guns, ordering people out of their homes, telling them to keep their hands up, even, you know, they were all criminals. But a few years ago, there was an article on InfoWars, and I had them look it up. There it is. Cops in New Jersey town given keys to homes. And it's a novel program to improve safety of senior citizens in New Jersey. Now, watch when you click on the full article. This is from CBS when you go to their link. That was the source of that page not found. They've already pulled it off.
Right.
Since 2010, I guess it takes up a lot of web space to store an article.
Down the memory hole.
Exactly, because they don't want you to know that. But that's the good thing about InfoWars, is when we grab, you know, we may truncate the article, just show part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see where it is, and then you can go to the source. But then you see, oh, the source has been taken down.
That's right.
Oh, why is that?
That's right.
You know, they don't want people to know that we're just going to give, you know, we're going to give cops keys to go into people's homes because it's for their safety, just like it was in Boston. We're going to bring people out at gunpoint, you know, show them down, point guns at them, treat everybody like they're criminals.
Well, you know, talking about
keep you safe,
memory holing stuff, you know, straight out of 1984. And it reminds me of the opening line of 1984 is a bright, cold April morning and the clock was the clocks were striking 13. You know, that's kind of the sense of what he's got here. There's this normalcy, but there's something that's not quite right. And he really beautifully illustrates that as well with the time-lapse photography of the flowers wilting.
Yes.
You know, there's the sickness around the edge that we can feel.
Which probably took a lot of film if you're shooting 16 millimeters.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That stuff's not cheap to produce. So tell everybody again, they got 7 days to get their stuff in. Mm-hmm. And where do they send it? Where do they get the rules?
Send it to Paul Revere at InfoWars.com. And you'll see all the rules at InfoWars.com/contest. You'll see the rules and the FAQs. There's not a lot of requirements, but there are a few, so make sure you read it carefully. Like I said, along the lines of what we've been seeing people not doing is not appending the name to the end of their name of their video, not putting product placement in, something about InfoWars or Alex Jones or something like that. And not doing it to two websites. A lot of people just sending me one link. And with 1 week left, you may not get a reminder to tell you, oh, you've got to post it somewhere else. So make sure you post it both places.
Yeah, we got a lot of entries coming in here. It's the last week. Of course, we knew this was going to happen. We knew, you know, people are putting time into their production.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give people a month, they take a month.
That's
right. Give them 2 months, they'll take 2 months.
That's right. Know? And up to this point, we've turned it around pretty quickly and told people if they got a little bit of things that they didn't do, like not uploading it to two sites, we'd give them a reminder, but we may not have time to do that, so make sure you read the rules for this last week.
Yeah, I spent, when I was in charge of the reporter contest, and I spent a lot of time emailing people, hey, you need to add a slate at the front. You know, I was even telling people they could do it in the annotation, but you gotta have the information up front.
That's right.
We gotta have something that says who you are, what this is, and that just helps everybody. That helps you get your name out better.
That's right.
You know, people know, oh, I know how to contact this guy.
That's
I know where to get in touch with him now.
Yeah, that really helps your entry if do that. We do have that slate there, and we didn't put any specific requirements about what it is. Figured that you could figure out what a slate was. But basically, just your name and some information about how you created the music or where you got it, because that's one of the key things that we're looking at for copyright. And anything else that you want to tell us about it, you know, that you did, that you didn't pull from somebody else. Because that's one of the key things. We don't necessarily just want to see a compilation of other people's work, you know, or a slideshow, even though we did show a slideshow as part to show that music video.
That was a great song, though.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, thanks for coming in, and
we'll
do one more update before the finals, I guess, next week.
Sure.
And then after that, we'll be judging these and putting them into different categories, and then Alex is going to be the final determiner of who wins. And so it's exciting. It's going to be an exciting 2 months for May and June, picking
That's
out
right.
these winners.
That's
I
right.
can't wait.
Yeah.
All right. And that's going to do it for our show on this Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013 edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Now, if you've been going on the website the last few weeks, which we've had a ton of traffic, let's show up a picture of InfoWars. The right-hand side of your screen, we have that live tune-in streaming coverage. We're putting out a free stream there for people. We've been doing it for the last week and a half. And that's mainly so people could tune in and see everything that we're putting out there. Videos, all their special reports, the nightly news, the extended day show where we would go not just do the 2-hour, 3-hour radio show, but then that extra hour of overdrive. And then even maybe another couple hours on after that. We had David Knight and Jakari Jackson in there taking your phone calls, answering questions, really letting the citizen journalists out there really tell us what they're thinking, the other people out there, the great thinkers, the great callers we have. But that stream, we put it out there for free. That is a lot of bandwidth that we've been eating up. And a lot of it is paid from our subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you're not a subscriber, please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. We have $5.95 a month. We have a 15-day free trial. And your password and username, you can share with up to 11 people. So you can all be up at the same time, a total of 11 people up there watching the nightly news. looking at the special reports, watching the movies, Terror Storm. This is a great time now to grab Terror Storm and download it and then start and put it out on your channel and say, hey, look at this. This is a history of false flag terror. It's 3 hours long, and you can watch it in chunks because it takes each false flag that has occurred. But you're not going to find that information anywhere else. There's a list of some of the movies there. United We Fall, Obama Deception, Don't Tread on Me. It was a great video we did with David Icke where we went and interviewed him. So much stuff on there, so much information. It is a giant repository of truth and liberty-minded information. So please consider becoming a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. It's PrisonPlanet.tv. And also you can check out our other websites, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. Also, we have PlanetInfowars.com, which is our social network, which is a great way to link up, get the word out. It's free. You can set up your own profile. We're not going to spy on you like Facebook. We're not going to, you know, send out your mailing list to people. It's just a great way for you to get information out. We have different groups you can join. You can meet like-minded people in your area. I mean, and a lot of people have been doing a lot of good research. People put stuff up. Other people comment on it. It's just a great tool for you to use out there in the InfoWar. With that, that's the end of our program. We will see you tomorrow, same time, same channel, PrisonPlanet.tv.